You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, happy Thursday. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Where were you when you saw this news break yesterday of Shrone Moore, the Michigan head football coach that took over after Jim Harbaugh returned to the NFL, being fired seemingly abruptly yesterday for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer under his charge?
I was elbows out fighting off a bunch of moms.
I forgot about that.
We'll get to that during confessions.
I guess we will. But, man, this is a scandal in college football. In what has already been a crazy college football season that is taking it to a whole nother level. Obviously, it has all the salacious bits, but also it can have ramifications all the way across the landscape.
Yeah, that's what kind of the dynamic of this whole story. It was a four-hour window. And we mentioned it earlier, the first tweet or whatever it was that I saw was just Shrone Moore fired with cause. And so, like a lot of times I'm thinking, well, maybe he, you know, whatever. I thought just me being, and I think
it's
a coaching thing. I thought it was a coaching thing or I thought it was an affair.
Oh, for cause usually means something nefarious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if affair specifically,
my mind went. Was like, oh, he probably had an affair, or there was some football-related, you know, very nefarious thing. Like, and then you start getting the story over the course of these 4 hours, and your jaw just drops. And some of the reports, obviously, some of them we're not going to necessarily say because they were, they're unsubstantiated still, or just becoming so. But then, as you absorb the whole thing and you kind of dig into it last night and this morning, and I'm like, this thing is not just salacious. Like, this is the way I put it with you guys. If you thought the college football sort of coaching carousel and the past few weeks was crazy, we might just be getting warmed up.
It kind of went from a little bit of pointing and laughing
to,
damn, this is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because at first it was just like, all right, they fired the coach for cause. And we were, and we'll talk more about it. Like, there's some stories, especially in the college sports space, where you go, oh, that's a funny story because, who ultimately is being hurt tangibly in these places, right? And I guess you could say, especially with a sexual relationship where there's power dynamics, there's, potential for hurt there, and I don't want to forget that. But, like, all right, Michigan, and, we can laugh at Michigan. Shrone Moore, almost in, like, Mel Tucker-type space where he gets in the place, gets a big contract and everything, and then, sexual impropriety ends up taking him out of that space. Then we find out later in the day that he has been taken to jail as a suspect of an alleged assault hours after he was fired. And this goes into just like a whole different space of everything with some of the, you know, some of the reports stating that, you know, he had gone to a property and maybe was acting erratically or what have you. But do you you want to get into like the ramifications on the college space without like getting too much into the salacious here?
Right.
And Michigan is a big, like capital B, big job in the college football space that after all of the, I mean, we've seen probably the coaching carousel with the most big job openings seemingly start to, in fact, it did wrap up with Matt Campbell taking the Penn State job. And now you have one of the biggest jobs opening up again, and this all starts again in a weirder way because so many of the dominoes felt like they were established, and I do wonder if they could become dislodged now to answer the call of Michigan.
To me, that's the other side of this story, and why if you think it's just it's been crazy, it's only getting crazier because Michigan flat out is a better job than any other job that has come open. Penn State, LSU, Florida. Oh, no, for sure. For sure. More money, obviously, the rich history, the Big Ten, the logo, it is the best job that has come open thus far. All due respect to LSU, Penn State, Florida, the rest.
The only thing that makes me pause, LSU and Florida, I think the geography is so, I mean, you talk
Midwest.
About. Okay, the Midwest, and obviously those two.
They play some football in Ohio.
They do, but I mean, you talk about the inherent like talent. You want to compare wherever in the Midwest to South Florida? You want to compare any of that to the boot?
Look,
being able to reach into Texas as well?
I'm telling you, it is on par. It is close, and Figgy, you're an Ohio State guy. Would you agree? It's the best job that's opened up.
It's a really good job. Yeah, I think, and this ain't the Big Ten from 20 years ago where it's just like, oh, it's only Michigan, Ohio. Yeah. It's very competitive now, and I think.
And it's not plotting Big Ten anymore either.
Yeah, you know, like it's a competitive Big Ten, man. Mm-hmm. It's some good schools in the Big Ten now. So I think that is a really good job.
But regardless of where you fall on that, it is an enormous job with a lot of money and, you know, all that. I think. Like the trickle down, right now, I'll put it this way. Kalen DeBoer, the Alabama head coach, is the odds-on favorite to get the Michigan job in Vegas. That says something. So then you start thinking, man, what if Kalen, which by the way, he hadn't been completely embraced anyway.
No, and that would be the reason, because I know some people would go, well, Alabama, why would you leave that job? One, there's a lot of pressure, and two, he's already started. Killing off his lives, I guess, so to say.
Yeah.
If he was a cat and had nine.
And what if
they
lose their bowl game? You know, they lost the championship game. I mean, Alabama, they don't put up with that. You know.
You know how in football, timing is everything. You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, and so he's already had some, you know, some steam go up. In fact, there's people that thought that Lane Kiffin and some of his delay was waiting to see if that Alabama job would come open.
I'm glad you said that.
And so Kalen DeBoer might be looking at this and going, hey, it might be worthwhile to go
He's
to a
the
place.
Favorite.
Go to a place like Michigan.
Yeah.
You can kind of restart whatever your clock is on.
He's from the Midwest.
On pressure there.
It's not that crazy amount of pressure either.
Yeah.
Like the SEC.
Yeah. So what if
they stuck with Jim Harbaugh for a while before he started actually winning the big games they wanted to win.
What if Kalen DeBoer goes to Michigan? Then all of a sudden Alabama's open. Lane Kiffin, who's a loon and goes
I think you can say it like that. I think that's fair.
Who's a loon and goes by the beat of his own drum, he is on the record. This isn't just like rumored. On the record for years has been saying Alabama dream job. Alabama, what if and I don't
think he'd dip out.
I don't know, but
that would be hilarious.
Yes, and that's why I'm talking about the chaos. DeBoer goes to Michigan. Again, odds on favorite. Kiffin says, you know what? On second thought, I'm going to Alabama. And then all of a sudden, Alabama's open.
Or LSU, rather.
I mean, LSU's open.
And I'm not even sure if they go with, because I don't know what the legal ramifications are of leaving that job immediately. Could Kurt Cignetti actually go to Alabama? Because Kurt Cignetti has been an assistant there, and he might be one of the hottest names. I know he just got an extension. Does that change
it? Hell, I was thinking about him going to Michigan.
does Matt Rhule, like I know that he's been a name, does one of these jobs maybe whack-a-moling and popping open with his extension? Can he move? Right, there were so many people that got paid off of Penn State trying to get anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. Are any of those opportunities open up again? This whole thing is chaotic.
Yes, it's total chaos. And then everybody's like, well, what about, you mentioned it, what about the buyouts? What about these, you know, they just signed an extension. It's Alabama, Michigan, LSU, doesn't matter.
They say, don't worry about that.
Doesn't matter.
We got that covered.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you got Michigan and Alabama and LSU and then the trickle, maybe Indiana, maybe, hell, Willie Fritz. Willie Fritz coached at Tulane.
Come on, man.
Willie Fritz coached at Tulane. If they get painted into I'm just saying, if they get painted into a corner and all of a sudden they're like, whoops. Willie Fritz might be a candidate at LSU. Hell, Steve Sarkisian has been rumored to be wanting to go to the NFL. He denied it. And who knows how Texas feels about him. He coached at Alabama.
It is.
Hey, UT fans might want that.
And I think that's one of the things that makes all of this so damn crazy. And I don't know if this is the best case, but one of the things that it came to is, are we really going to keep saying that the reason why this thing is crazy is because we just need to move the schedule? I do think that the schedule needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I think also this reminds us college football is just crazy, period.
Yes.
Now, there's ways in which you can try and tame it a little bit, but you're not going to tame it all the way because something like a dude having an affair within the building can throw the entirety of the college football world on its head, both like, you know, just anecdotally and conversationally, but also tangibly when it comes to jobs and things of that nature.
And even outside of that part, outside of the messy scandals like that, even the whole Lane Kiffin thing was, it was just like, it's just him leaving to get another job. And that was a big old situation.
Right, right. And then also on top of that, the fact that it's Michigan, which has had what? Five scandals in the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're Michigan likes being the place that looks down their nose at folks.
They got the cheating, they got the recruiting.
Oh, there's different kinds of cheating. Yes,
yeah, a lot of cheating.
Several different cheating. Yeah, I can't be specific.
There you go.
Moore himself was suspended for some of the illicit things that he did. Now you got this.
Jim Harbaugh dipped out.
Yeah, I mean their national championship was tainted and all that. And then you have NIL. You got the transfer portal that's going to open, what, in January? Or is open now? Or I think it's open now. Yeah. And so you got the number one recruit from 2 years ago, Bryce Underwood. You know, stud quarterback. Is he going to bolt?
Well, you talk about that. Yeah. Like, and I think that this is where the conversation turns. I think that Michigan itself has some things to answer for because the rumors are that they knew about this a while back,
yes,
and that they held off on doing anything about it in order to,
try
and land your recruiting class and things of that nature, and that makes the scandal even more.
He had a press conference Monday, lauding the recruiting class. They knew about it.
Yeah, he knew about it.
Yeah,
and with that being the case, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, our question of the day. Inspired by the fact that this scandal is a lot messier than just like the bare bones details that you want to give, like officially reporting. And when it gets messy, it becomes kind of fun. I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just messy that way. But with that being the case, question of the day, what's your favorite scandal? And bonus points if you knew about it before it got real, because it seems like in Michigan, there was people that knew. Let's talk about it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.